up, Steve.
Thanks.
I looked over twice. I was like, well, he's got him on.
He's talking into the microphone.
Yeah.
It's my first time on the board.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, there it is.
Please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted? Steve, I think I'm still full from Friday.
Dude, we ate like champions.
That I tell you what, that Vista Steakhouse is delicious.
It's I keep telling people, I'm like, you know, you got to try. If you're a fan of steak, it's my favorite steakhouse. I mean, there's a lot of great. We're very
there
lucky
is,
in Washington, in Seattle proper, and everywhere around here. Like, there's you could just throw out as a topic favorite steakhouse, and we'll probably get like 15 different places people will give, and they're all legitimately great. For me, I love Vista Prime Steak and Seafood.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, right, like, I know some people down at the Met, so, like, I'm a little partial
sure.
to them.
And they're great.
And they are. But I think, right, anytime you get to that upper echelon of steakhouse, whether it's the Met, Daniel's Broiler, any those places are all great.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, but, well, which one are you going to that night?
Yeah, but the Vista, like, I'm shocked. Like, it stood out. I was like, damn, that is delicious.
Yeah, if you're at Snoqualmie Casino and you win big, go straight over to Vista and spend it all right there.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, we spent a good chunk of change, and I don't regret a dime of it.
No.
It was awesome.
It was. I was saying, even those carrots were delicious.
That was the funny part. We went on the air, and I'm like, look, steaks are great. I don't think I need to tell you guys. Like, you know, we got the ribeye this time. We've had the tomahawk, the filet mignon. I've never had a bad steak over at Vista. But the thing I walked away from was how amazing the brown butter carrots were.
They were on that, the bread. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, the steak, don't get me wrong, the steak was delicious. Like,
right.
You know, like, but those carrots and like the bread,
the dessert, the cheesecakes,
the dessert, those
chocolates,
the chocolates. What do we have? The seafood scallops.
The
scallops Rockefeller. Like, I was like, oh my God, those were good.
They were amazing. The Caesar salad, which they prepare right in front of you, always
awesome.
Great. Like, we've done that every time we've gone, and it's always awesome.
It's one of the best Caesar salads I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it is. Like, I could just eat that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't just eat that because there was other great food, but I could just eat that.
Yeah, when they make it tableside from scratch, you're just like, Jesus, this is good.
And we had our dude Brian serving us. He's awesome. Good dude. We met Michael, the bartender
called me a hipster.
That was the best part. The night's nearly done. We're having cheesecake. I wanted some coffee with my cheesecake. Ted decided to get a little bit of a nightcap of a drink. And what did you order?
Fournette.
Isn't that a former running back for the Seahawks, Justin Fournette?
Right. So it's not a super popular liqueur, but it is technically a digestif. So you should have it after dinner.
The best part is, Ted orders it. They realized they didn't even have it in the bar, so they had to go to the bar like across the casino.
Yeah.
To the other bar that they have at the casino to go get that and dust it off.
And he's like, right, just take the bottle. And then the bartender comes over. He's like, yeah, I was wondering, like, who's the hipster? And I was like, oh, man, it's just me.
And it turns out he's a listener of the show.
Yeah.
So what's up, Michael? Really cool guy. We had a couple of listeners as well. It was just an awesome experience.
It was. And that guy on the piano was playing jams.
Dude, he did Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
I know.
And what else did he do?
He did a couple. Was there?
I think he did an AC/DC.
There was a couple rock ones.
Yeah.
Then I felt like we might have heard a Drake song in there, too.
We did.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one.
I tipped him for us.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that was awesome. I didn't. I meant to.
I threw in enough for both of us.
I was going to. Then I went to the bathroom, and then we were about to leave, and I forgot the chocolate. So I ran and got the chocolates, and then everything kind of fell apart after that.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. When you leave this restaurant, they give you a little chocolate covered caramel with sea salt on. What's that?
They're house made.
Yeah, I think they only give you one. We were lucky; we got two.
Oh, you know that's what happens when you know Brian.
So Steve and I
hope he doesn't get fired for that, Brian.
Brian. Oh man, you'd feel bad.
We've been asking where those two chocolates went.
So we get home. Steve's like, yeah, and I text Steve. I was like, oh my God, these chocolates are unreal.
Unbelievable.
I wasn't hungry. I was like, oh, I'll try one. I was like, and I'm eating the other one.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, awesome. I can't believe they make those in-house.
Do they also do, they do cupcakes. They're some of their pastries. I'm not sure which restaurant has those. We did them at Live Day.
All right.
And one of the ladies that makes them, they brought them to us, and they were like, they called them the Elvis cupcake, and it was like a peanut butter, chocolate, banana.
See, man,
bacon. Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, Live Day's fun up there, but we don't have a brand ambassador on our show, man. You're getting the hookup.
Dude, I felt like a baller that night. On Friday night, not only was it like they said, Brian's like, oh, I see you're our brand ambassador here tonight.
And yeah.
Like, that's right. I'm not an endorser. I'm a brand ambassador. Yeah. And then one of the guys from, it felt like we were like on the set of like a James Bond film, because one of the employees, I think he's the manager of Vista. He walks by with like one of those push carts for all like the...
Like if you're making something table side.
Right. So as he's going by, he just slows down by us, hands over an envelope, and then just keeps going. And it was like almost like he's handing us our mission.
That or it seemed like a mafia payoff.
Right. And it was a gift card for some of... That covered some of the dinner that we had. We went a little crazy, but not too crazy like last time.
No. Last time... The first time we went, the gift cards basically did us no good.
It didn't even put a dent into what we did, because we got tomahawks and those weren't cheap.
No. What, did we share one?
I think we
must have.
They're like 42 ounces.
I know you keep talking about everybody's getting a tomahawk. I'm like, Steve, nobody's eating a tomahawk on their own. Except an NBA athlete.
I had it in my head that we each ordered one ourselves. And then when I looked on the menu, I'm like, oh, they must have removed that option, because there's no way I ordered a 42-ounce steak for myself. No.
That's why I was like, dude, I've gotten it at the Met with another buddy, or I've even been there with three buddies that have split that tomahawk. And you're like, we're each getting a tomahawk. And I was like, for a week, I'm like, Steve's losing his mind. Yeah. So then I see Steve, and I go, did you look at those prices and what the tomahawk? And he's like, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
We don't have to do all that.
That's like our entire gift card.
All right, then you just said it again. I'm like, dude, trust me, I can eat some steak. There is no chance we put down each and left nothing.
One
That'd
day.
Be impressive.
One day we're doing that, Ted.
Oh, man.
When we win the lottery.
All right. Look, I'm not even worried about the price at this point. I'm just worried about the amount of meat.
Yeah, I was like, how did we polish off 42 ounces each?
Right.
Makes sense. We didn't.
Ted Talks. Starring B-Tech Smith.
Oh, man. All right, so two things this week.
Yes,
number
sir.
One, keep pushing. You know, you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I, you know, I'm right there. It's tough, recovering after December.
Yes.
But, you know, like, I'm like, oh, come on, we've got to get back into it. You know, just, I mean, I've been lifting and stuff, but just with the diet. So I'm sure, you know, if you're there, cool. If not, not. If you fell off your resolution, hop back on, whatever.
Yeah, you know, crush some cheesecake on a Friday night.
Oh,
don't do it on a Saturday night.
You're right. But yeah, just, you know, just keep pushing. And then the other advice I'd give people, now it depends on how your girl is.
Uh-oh.
But next weekend is the Super Bowl.
I was going to say it's Valentine's Day.
Right. The day after that is Valentine's Day. My suggestion, you don't want a fixed menu. You want your girl. This is how you sell it. Honey, you want the full menu. All the options available. I say you celebrate Valentine's this weekend.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially because Valentine's going to be on a Monday, mm-hmm. or it's Super Bowl Sunday. Like, more than likely, you're not going to want to go out that Sunday or Monday. So I'm saying this weekend, you got the stupid Pro Bowl, college hoops, that's it. Like, plan something nice with your girl this weekend. Get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll probably be easier-ish to get a reservation at a nice restaurant.
Yeah. And if nothing else, too, like, yeah, next weekend's going to be Super Bowl. It's going to be like a holiday. So I don't know. Hang out with the girl. Take the kids out. Like, whatever you got to do, family or girlfriend-wise, get it done this weekend, boys.
That's right. That way, next weekend, it's all yours.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a great Super Bowl, too. Bengals taking on the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. I know. Somebody's like, you fired up about the game? I was like, yeah, sort of. I'm going to a friend's house. We're having a wing off. Like, I hope the game's good, but.
You got chicken wings. You already won.
Chicken wings. Somebody else texted me last night. Oh, Steve, you will love this. A friend of ours in the Meltdown crew texted me. They were like, do you like strawberry shortcake? And I was like, well, yeah.
Who doesn't?
And they were like, well, I had a few, like, I bring in a strawberry cheesecake, strawberry shortcake cheesecake from Junior's.
Mm.
Right? Isn't that in Brooklyn or is that the Bronx?
No, I think that is Brooklyn. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, what? You had to get a cheesecake from Junior's. They're like, I had a little too much wine and ordered it. It's sitting in my freezer. And I was like, ooh,
wow.
That's going to be delicious.
If you can, bring some Tupperware and steal a slice for your friend Steve.
You know, I should.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever been to a party, a Super Bowl party.
With Tupperware?
Well, no, that there's not food left over.
Yeah.
Especially with the crew from Meltdown. Because everybody's so generous.
Yes.
Like, I went to Joe's for like a Christmas dinner in early December. And I left with like two desserts, like a whole cheesecake. Man. They were like, just take it to the tailgate with you tomorrow. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, Joe's wife was like, single guys, will you take some food? We were like, okay, sure. So, then, yeah.
That's what you do. If there's leftover.
All right.
Take leftover.
I'll just take a piece to start.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't going to be the devil on the shoulder, but yeah, of course.
I'll steal it for you.
Steal some tinfoil. Wrap it up in the tinfoil. Bring something. A box. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. Don't forget it. Put it in like the sleeve of your jacket. That way you'll remember when you put your jacket back on.
Here's the big issue. Uh-huh. Stealing, it's not going to be the issue. It's going to be later in the night.
Eating it.
Right. Well, stone drunk me not eat it.
All right. I'll drive to your place. Let me know when you're heading home. And I'm not going to be drunk, so I got to work the next day. You let me know. I'll meet you at your house.
Right. Steve, here you go. There is a bite out of it.
I know we got to take a quick break because I want to get into the wide world of sports because there's stuff going on. But on Saturday, I mentioned the memorial for my grandfather, and it was incredible. My wife did the eulogy. There was a couple people, like his brother did it, and then my wife did it. Older guy, a little bit more serious. He tried a couple lighthearted stories, but it was like, you know, a very somber one. And then my wife came up and crushed it. And it was awesome. Like, she was the talk of the night. I was so proud of her. And awesome. I know it was hard for her because she was very close with her grandfather, Ron. And everybody, I think, was very happy that they pressured her into doing it.
Yeah.
Because she brought a lot of fun energy. You know, it was touching, a lot of tears shed, a lot of laughs as well. And I'm watching my wife. Grant, I didn't get to hear the speech, and I'll explain to you why in a second. But I'm watching the speech. And as I watch it, she was like, I was like watching like she was just in command of the entire room. Like, just poised, confident. It's a side of my wife I've never seen, and I was so proud.
All right.
And the rest of the night, people were coming up to me like, your wife was... I told her, I'm like, if I had a dollar for every person that said you did a great job, I'd have at least 60 bucks. It was amazing, dude. But so the reason why I missed it is it never goes well when mom wants to go to the podium and Tatum wants to go up there with her. So mom goes to the podium. Tatum starts going beeline straight to the podium as well. My first thought was, that's a cute moment, if it wasn't a eulogy at a funeral.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
If it's like a speech at somebody's, like, you know, graduation ceremony, go up there, Tatum. Cause a ruckus. I don't care. But this was like one of those things where I'm like, I got to grab her. Daddy grabs her. Daddy's the bad guy.
Oh, bloody murder, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. So I have the audio. Now, mind you, okay, you're going to hear a little bit of like a kind of like...
How do you have the audio?
Because they recorded the...
Oh, I was like...
They put it in like a family shared
folder. Like, Steve, at this point, forget trying to record audio. You need to take it, get control of the kid.
We're live streaming. I was on Twitch. What are you talking about? No, her aunt recorded it just to have...
To have it, yeah.
So they put it up in a little shared folder that we have on our iPhones. And I was like, oh, I want to hear if I could hear this. So as... Sid starts her speech, and you'll hear her. She's very broken up, but she pulled it together. All of a sudden, you just hear like a dying dinosaur screaming. So here we go.
What do you say about a man?
She said, no daddy.
I was going to say, I heard that.
Yep.
Oh, I want mommy.
Yep. And there comes the dinosaur. And it's just like, and now I'm like, my wife's cousin's wife is like, do you want me to take her? I'm like, you don't want this smoke. Like, I'm like, no, it's fine. Grab her, go. There's a soundproof room at the church where all you can still see,
right,
but you can't hear. And they have a speaker in there, which happened to not be working. So I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. So I'm watching the entire speech as my child is just screaming, but no one can hear her because nobody's turning to look at us. So
well, that's just, good.
Thank God. But that's my perspective of the speech. But I've heard the speech a bunch of times, so I knew it was going to be great. But it was like, oh, my gosh, of course. So now she wouldn't stop losing her mind. And I put her down. I'm like, Tatum, you got to stop. And she pushes me. And I'm like, okay, I can't do this. Like, this is just not good. I'm not going to, like, push her back, obviously. That's an unfair fight. Yeah. But I grab her by the cheeks. Not hard, but just like a, you need to listen.
Yeah.
And... she grabs me by the cheek and says, no, daddy.
Jesus.
I was like, holding her, crying. At one point, she finally comes and I go, look, I'm not happy with you, but I got to say, I respect the fact that you stood up to your father. It was so funny. Oh, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, my cousin Kelly, she got married this summer. and her sister Christina, same thing, was doing one of the readings. And her couple of her little, like the littler kids, were just going nuts. And I'm just looking at Brian, the husband. He's just like, he just has this, like, he keeps walking them out of the back of the church.
Yeah.
You hear him kind of quiet down. They come back in.
Ramps back up.
Oh, my God. And I was just like, he can't win this.
No, and it's like, you try and like talk, like, look, if you stop crying, you can go and see your mother. Like, we'll go in there and we'll be like 10 feet from her. It'll be awesome. No, that's not, of course. You can't rationalize right. with this two-year-old.
And it's the same thing, right? Because she's the maid of honor. So it's like, you can't go up there. Like, just, but every time he brings them in, they kept getting loud.
Oh,
and like, me and my cousin Patrick were in the back pew. We were just dying laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah, a couple of you were like, impressive how quickly you got, swift you were to get her out of there. I'm like, oh, I was fully anticipating this was exactly how it was going to go.
At least there was a soundproof room.
Dude, seriously.
Because I think poor Brian had to like take him outside the church and just like a horse, like just walk him in a circle.
Dude, I thought for sure I was going to have to. I thought there's no way they're not going to hear this. But that soundproof room was genuinely soundproof. Nobody turned and looked.
What is it for?
I think exactly for that.
For crying kids?
Yes, I think so.
Right,
it's like, the loud kid room.
Because it's not Catholic, so they don't have confessionals.
No, I think it's for parents.
All right.
To take their kids so they can just be loud and annoying. But the best part, Sid, afterwards, is like, you know, honestly, hearing her cry like brought her back to earth. You know what I mean?
Right, like, she's heard broken that, up starting it, and then it's like, all right.
That got her back, gained her composure, almost got a little bit of a chuckle out of the fact that dad is about to be miserable for the next 15 minutes, which I was.
Yeah. Oh. Right, it's soundproof, but I bet it was so loud in there.
It was 15 straight minutes.
Ugh.
Then she's laying on the floor and she's slamming her head down. Oh, it was just like there was no winning.
So, I mean, sorry, dude. That sounds like a nightmare.
Kids, you should have them, everybody.
Yeah. Right? Get in line. Have the fun.
Terrible twos. Totally a fake thing.
Oh, yeah. And from what I've seen with my kids' friends, like, wait till three.
Oh, great.
That's what a couple of my friends, they go, everybody tells you about the terrible twos. They don't tell you that it continues into three.
The terrible threes, the effing fours.
Yeah, I feel like four or five, they're a little quiet and they can listen a little and they can talk more.
Okay.
But yeah, everything I see with two and threes, it's like, oof, that is a two-year process. That is not a one-year, two-year-old thing.
Well, wake me up when it's over. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the world of sports. If we do have time, I'd love to chat a little Richard Sherman with you, because apparently he's angered the entire Seahawk fan base.
Oh, I heard it. It's fine.
That's the same opinion I have. When the MegaCast returns.
They say I should say something nice about Ted and Steve. These guys are so dumb that you'll feel way smarter just by listening. How's that? The MegaCast will be back.
Introducing the new Road Rage Rover. Equipped with automatic revenge mode. If someone dings your door in a parking lot, the Road Rage Rover waits a few minutes until they leave the area, extends three aluminum bats, and does some new bodywork on their ride. Some will argue, is it fair? And will it really teach other drivers something?
What the?
We believe so. The new Road Rage Rover, not affiliated with Range Rover.
I wish the entire Kraken hockey team would line up and shoot pucks at Ted and Steve's face. Sorry, that was a little aggressive. I just want them to shut up. The MegaCast is back.
Can you put a kid in a rickshaw? It's not a bad idea.
I think parents need rickshaws.
Right, we're just talking about kids that are too big for strollers that you don't want to carry them all around. I'm like, Steve, you might be on to something.
We need like a collapsible rickshaw.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It would be kind of gangster.
A little speaker on it. Seahawk colors. You don't have your kid? Take some drunk adults to the Seahawks game. rickshaw. Hey, Ted, before we get to the wild world, so it actually has something to do with sports. You'll all be proud of me because I just got a video of a match. I haven't released it yet, but it's a match between myself and Max Burnside that was at DOA Pro Wrestling in Portland.
All right.
So I go to Portland, and I'm being yelled at because I'm the bad guy.
Sure.
And the crowd starts telling me that I suck, and I thought of you when I did this. Some call it cheap heat, but I felt like it was the right kind of heat to give to this fan base.
I'll make this quick because they pay me to talk and they don't pay me enough to talk here in this stupid room in Portland, Oregon. You're absolutely right. This was supposed to be for a verified championship, but Kimberly cheated.
I do not know why they're treating Max Burnside this way.
Just like the Timbers, I understand. You guys know a lot about sucking.
I like it. I like it, Steve.
I was like, you know what?
Give it to him. Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, do I go with the Trailblazers? I'm like, no. I go with the Timbers.
You could write either one would have worked.
But I feel like the Timbers dig it all.
It is. Because they're passionate.
And there's a rivalry with Seattle. And I make it a point to say I'm Seattle's biggest star when I come out there.
Right. And right. A lot of Seattle people cheer for the Blazers.
Yeah. Right now, by default, we have some people that become Trailblazers fans. But Timbers, they do.
Go to hell.
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory,
you suck.
The agony of defeat,
and your strippers are ugly,
is
Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sport.
I mean, let's not go crazy.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Did you hear about the story about Danny V and Joey? They went to Portland this past weekend.
Okay.
To hit strip clubs.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, they're wasted. It's like, I don't know, 10, 11, maybe even midnight. And Joe's like, Danny, you pick the next strip club we go to. So he went on Yelp or Google and Googled a place to go. And they end up at a place that turned out was not a strip club. It was a brothel.
What?
Yes. And so they get in there. And when they first show up, they're like, this is kind of weird. There's no signage, just a pink and purple light shining down. They go in, there's a red square, and it says to stand in the red square. So or it's red tape around the floor. So now they're standing in there, and they waited a good 5-10 minutes until a woman came out. They said a woman came out. She was hands down the hottest woman they've ever met in their life. And then she's like, do you guys know why you're here? And they're like, is this a strip club? And no, honey, this is not a strip club. But we do these certain things. And for this amount of money, you could do this, 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 and this. For $140, you could go in there, get completely naked, take care of yourself while a girl dances on you. And if you want to pay a little bit more, you could do more. And then they're like, oh, this is not what we wanted. She's like, well, hold on 1 second. She leaves. Sent out another girl who's hotter than the hottest girl they've ever seen in their life, the girl right before that, who then tried to give them more of an upsell and say, hey, la, 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 why don't you guys, there's a bar across the street. Why don't you go to the bar?
Loosen up.
Come back. If not, we're open 24 hours.
Wow.
And they got out. They got an Uber to get out of there. And then the Uber driver's like, oh, yeah, that place. Oh, yeah, la, la, la. And there's another place in Vancouver. And I'm like, wait, there's brothels in Portland?
I mean,
we went online and found the website, and holy dude, the girls that are featured on their website are smoke shows.
That's so wild.
It blew me away when they told the story. I was like, what?
I've had some wild times in Portland. That seems like something I would have known about.
I feel like at some point someone would have told us about that.
Well, I know who would have.
Right. All right. I just thought that was pretty funny. You mentioned
that is awesome.
What an incredible night.
Well, and look, if you see those two guys standing there and they seem nervous, I would be like, oh, this is going to be easy. $300 we're going to make off this guy.
Right. And I was even saying, I bet that those 5 minutes, all the girls that are not at work that are in the back room looking at the video, they're probably like, you look like you'd be his kind of girl. Why don't you go out there?
And Joey's single?
Yeah. He's got daddy's money.
All right, I gotta stop.
I'll share the website after the show.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk some sports, Steve. The Super Bowl is set. The Bengals versus the Rams. Some people on Twitter were not happy with me when I said I was cheering for the Rams. Here's the deal. If I'm watching a game, Seahawks aren't involved, I'm going to cheer for somebody.
Yes.
Stan Kroenke owns the Rams, a few other teams, and Arsenal. He's trying to run Arsenal into the ground, from my view. So I hate Stan Kroenke, thus I hate the Rams. I don't want to see anything happy happen to him.
Yes. So you rooted for the 49ers.
So I was cheering for the Niners.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Dude, I was too after our talks about Garoppolo. You sold me on Garoppolo.
Yeah, it's the truth, right? And he puts, like, yeah, if he's not injured, he does well.
Right.
Good-looking dude. He's hooking up with porn stars.
Yeah, I mean, he checks all the boxes.
Even like even yesterday. Like, his coach came out and was like, I don't know, we got to do some thinking. Garoppolo was like, just send me somewhere where they want to win. Like, he knows the writing's on the wall. Like, you didn't move up in the draft to get a quarterback and think, he's not a moron.
Right. It's not going to be like a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yeah. I do find amazing that Aaron Rodgers and Favre are buddies now.
Yeah.
Because Favre's doing the same thing.
Well, it's like Clinton and Bush are friends now. Yeah. I mean, eventually, the enemies one day become friends.
Generally.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, the Bengals got in there. Awesome game to watch on Sunday. I'm excited for them. I love Burrow. Dude. He's so cool. He looks cool.
He gives great answers in press conferences. What did someone say? Like, he had like a diamond necklace.
Yeah.
And they're like, are those real diamonds? He goes, they should be for the amount of money that I make.
He said, I make too much money to have fake ones.
That's what it is. I was like, you are telling the truth.
But if you see how he answered it too, it's not like cocky. He's just like, yeah, they're like, to tell us about the chain. He's like, I thought it looked cool, so I bought it.
I'm a multi-millionaire.
Right, and so he's like, well, is it fake? And he goes, well, no, I make too much money to have fake ones.
I love people putting a side-by-side picture of him and old-school Dwayne The Rock Johnson with the turtleneck and the gold chain. I'm like, I love this guy even more.
I just like, right, because I kind of slept in a little bit. Get up, and I just see on Twitter, like, him walking into the stadium with that gangster jacket, the turtleneck, and the chain, and people are just like, Bengals by 100. Like, yeah. Like, that dude's not losing that freaking game.
And I love that they're the home team at the Rams stadium.
That is so weird to me.
So funny.
Like, for the Rams, I'm just like, that is odd to be in your own stadium, but yet you're the visitor.
So do they have to get dressed in the visitor's
locker?
Ha,
yeah, you got to move all your gear next door.
How infuriating.
Now, I'm sure it's still a gangster locker room because that's the way they build these stadiums.
Yeah.
But you would have to think the Rams one's a little nicer still.
I was about to say, if you're the Bengals, you'd say, you know what, just stay in your locker room.
Oh, no chance.
But no, of course you don't do that.
If I'm the Bengals, I'm getting there early. I'm staying late. If there's like an extra amenity in this locker room, we're using it.
I'm going to find a little compartment, maybe poop in it.
Yeah, we're gonna go on Saturday and really like let's just hot tub in their hot tub. Let's pee in it.
I sent pictures too.
Look at us peeing in your hot tub.
Hey, Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
You don't want to open up that drawer.
Right? Can you imagine like the Rams players? Like, you gotta take all your toiletries out and move them next door.
The framed picture of you and your kids.
Oh, it's so freaking weird. Everybody's like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna affect the game, but that is just strange to me.
It's massive inconvenience.
Right, and it's your field.
Right, because I mean, granted, at the end of the season, they're all gonna. You're just speeding up the inevitable. Like, you're moving your stuff out anyway.
I mean, yeah,
most.
I guess both locker rooms are super nice, right? Because the Chargers play there too.
Oh yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, so
Still,
if they play, yeah, it's just weird. That's what I was saying. It'd be like coming in here, somebody else is doing. We'd have to do our show to compete against another show, but they're in our studio. We'd be like, what the F?
Right, right. And they removed all of our mics to put their mics in.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? USA Soccer. I mean, you got to be Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have possession. You had shots on goal. You still lost 2-0. And if you want the game to grow, maybe have it on a regular channel. Like, I watched it on Telemundo because it was only on Paramount Plus.
It was only on Paramount Plus?
Yeah. That's why I watched it on Telemundo.
Gosh.
So I didn't really understand a ton of what they were saying, but it's like you're going up against the NFL, you're playing Canada, which you could build into a good rivalry, and then you don't even have it on regular TV for people. It's like, come on, NBC, just put that on.
That's why I'm like, it's like with the hockey, man. Like, everyone's like, ESPN and NHL back together again. It's like, yeah, it's really cool. When they show a game, it's on ESPN Plus, so you have to have the streaming service. They don't put them on their actual ESPN channels. So, yeah. Like, what's the freaking point? Like, at least when they were with NBC Sports, granted, that's not around anymore. Every so often, they were having games on NBC on, like, Saturday afternoons, and it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing. You know what I watched Saturday night?
What's that?
Hockey night in Canada.
Oh, the best coverage.
Yeah, because I had done the Globetrotters and stuff. Then I was sitting at home, and it was, like, 8:39. I was like, wonder what's on. And I was like, oh, look at me, being Canadian.
Yes. They do a great job.
They do.
Yeah. That's it's like Monday Night Football for them.
Yeah, on Saturday nights.
Yep. As long as it's a team from Canada playing, that game ends up on Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
And so. I hope that there's going to be another one with like the Kraken where it'll be Hockey Night in Canada as well, because that'd be fun to watch them that way.
Yeah, and I get NFL is built into Sundays, mm-hmm. but I mean, that's one of the things I love about college football. Like, there's something fun about a Saturday evening game and
I love it
and hanging out. So it's like, yeah, I kind of dig that the Canadians are like, our biggest game of the week is a Saturday night. I'm like, that's freaking awesome.
And I know you're probably not as much of a fan of it as I am because you guys are still on the air. I am a big fan of the East Coast swing for hockey because that means all the games start at 4. I get to enjoy them. I don't have to stay up late. And then when they played the Rangers, I wish they would have won that game, but that was freaking awesome because it was an early game in New York, which meant the game started at 10 a.m. here.
The Islanders.
No, it's a game against the Rangers that they already played.
I thought they were playing the Islanders on Sunday.
They were supposed to play the Islanders on Saturday. It got pushed back. It's going to be tonight, Wednesday night. And then they played the Rangers on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, they're playing them this Sunday.
Last Sunday.
They were in Boston last night.
Yes.
I'm so confused.
It's okay.
All right. Yeah, I forgot that game was on.
Well, we got to talk about Richard Sherman, but we both agree that it wasn't that big of a deal, so.
And he's right. I mean, he's calling out me, too. It's like, right, like the Seahawks have been good. Like, right, Wagner is the man. The only thing I would say is that us just regular fans, we don't know how the money works.
Right.
So, like, right, like, ideally, yeah, don't get rid of Bobby. Like, add some weapons. I think sometimes. For athletes, and what Sherm's saying is like, well, you can't get rid of it's like, right, like I wouldn't have got rid of anybody for couple years.
You guys wanted all the Legion of Boom gone. I'm like, I don't remember anyone wanting the entire Legion of Boom gone. I think it was the management had to have some of them go,
yeah,
because you couldn't afford them all anymore,
right?
But as a fan, yeah, here's a quick clip that seemed to like one of the ones that just kind of got into people's skins. It's like 30 seconds.
These fans had never won anything before we got here. Yeah. They had never won anything. They went to the Super Bowl in 06 and were happy to be there, you know?
Yeah.
And that was their biggest claim. And then we get there, we win a Super Bowl, we spoil them with historic defense, and then all of a sudden that's their expectation. Now their expectation is oh, we're going to the Super Bowl every year. Like, y'all have only been to three in the history of your organization.
Franchise, yeah.
Now you're going every year. No, but you can't appreciate that.
And that's him with Cliff Avery on the Richard Sherman podcast. Fans just want to see winners. But on the flip side, I think he's talking more to the annoying Twitter fans. The ones that just go online and want everyone fired or blown out if you have one bad game. Most fans aren't like that. Most fans are like, just we're happy to have a winning franchise.
Right. And like, look, I've been through this with Maryland basketball. Like, Maryland basketball fans, right? We won a title in like 01, 02 season. But yeah, the fan base is still like, we should do this, we should do that. And like, they got rid of Turgeon. Basically, as the fans were always like, you got to fire him. It's like, right, now the program doesn't look that good. And it's like, right, you got to, that is the one thing I've noticed. Like, when your program gets good, I have this conversation with my one buddy all the time. Is it better to just suck and then have like 1 year where you're good?
Right.
Or once you establish that you're a team like the Hawks are, then it's like, you can't enjoy a 9-10. Like, you want more and more every year.
You win 12 games, but you're out in the first round of the playoffs. It's a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
Whereas I think most fans, we would just like to see them win more than one game in a playoff round. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe you want to build on something.
Go to the NFC Championship round. I think I'd be pretty happy. But, yeah, like, look at Cincinnati right now. They were, what, 2-14 two seasons ago?
So 2 or 4 wins. Like, just something terrible.
Bad. So, of course, like, they're closing school the next day after the Super Bowl. Like, it's a whole different vibe there.
It is. Yeah. It is. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, the main thing I would get on the Seahawks about is like, you just got to draft better.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Yeah, I'd be very curious. Well, we don't have a first-round pick. Not that they ever do much with a first-round pick anyway.
No. But it's like when you see Jamal Chase, you're like, oh, Christ. Like, one receiver can make a massive difference.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
This weekend, I've got absolutely nothing going on.
Yeah, I got a pretty, again, I'm same way. last weekend was pretty quiet. This weekend's pretty quiet. The next weekend, Super Bowl.
No, I cannot wait. It's weird having to, because today is the 8-year anniversary of the Hawks winning the Super Bowl. Yesterday was the 7-year of them losing it. And hey, Tom Brady retired. It's kind of weird. I wish I would have seen him not win a Super Bowl, but it's cool to be able to say that I got to witness Tom Brady play in a Super Bowl and win it. I just wish it wasn't against the Seahawks.
And I want to say CenturyLink is like the only field he never won in.
Oh, really?
Right, because he played here the one time, and that's when the Legion of Boom really showed up and they beat him.
That's when it all kind of like started believing.
And then I think the next time he came to town, he was injured or something, so he didn't play.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And it's just rare that the Pats and the Seahawks play.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah.
Right? They played that was a hell of a game last year with Cam Newton.
Oh, yes.
It was early in the year, Sunday Night Football shootout. That was fun.
Man, I was just thinking quickly, like, I've seen Tom Brady play. So I've seen one of the greatest of all time in football play.
All right.
I saw Kobe Bryant play before the Sonics left. On courtside, too, and that was amazing. So I got to see one of the greatest of all time in basketball. And growing up in New York, when Wayne Gretzky was on the Rangers, I got to see Gretzky and Messier play a bunch. So it's kind of cool, right, like, looking back, like getting to see some of the GOATs I got to see play.
Yeah, I had tickets to see Jordan play when he was in D.C., but he got injured.
That would have been cool.
And then LeBron, his first stint with the Cavaliers, I went to a Sox game, but he didn't play that night.
Oh.
So I've seen him on a basketball court.
Oh, that's rough. I was going to go to a Heat playoff game when we were at a radio convention because I just wanted to see LeBron play, and it didn't happen.
I was in Miami like right after they had won a championship, and I bought a hat and a shirt and then left. And then I had to travel like 3 planes from Miami back to here. I left it in one of the planes. Like, got off the plane and, like, remembered and, like, went back. They were like, dude, we have no idea. We already cleaned the place. Like, all right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though, to be able to say that you've seen some of the GOATs.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah, man, I got to go.
All right, fine. Go buy your Summer Meltdown tickets.
All right, I'll see you next week.
All right, follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.